Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining me again today. This is your host, Brother T. You know, last night I listened to our podcast for yesterday, and I recognized that I seemed to be very stoic or very serious and, you know, aggressive in my in my communication yesterday. And, you know, I was talking to my wife this morning. It's like, you know, it feels like I have so much going on in the mornings in my life now, you know, trying to get to the gym and work out and trying to take care of body, you know, take care of the body. There's so much in our news, there's so much media, there's so much conversation about so many things that there's no doubt, you know, a tremendous fear that we are being subjected to right now. And we can say, well, it's warranted, right? We have this coronavirus, and yeah, it's warranted. I mean, our economy could be at risk, and we have lots of things, right, to be in consideration of. But, you know, our strength lies in our defenselessness, and so this teaching really is a thought reversal system. I mean, it's so different from what we have become accustomed to as what we might say is normal as a life. And as a human life and this reality and the things that we have to deal with. But we're going to forge ahead because this is freeing. And what we do want to do is to experience peace. And we do want to feel safe. And we want to know that all is well. And in truth, all of that is absolutely the truth. And while we're maybe just beginning to grasp some of these things and we're beginning to maybe accept some of these things, even on a limited scale at this point. You know, that some of these things are really hard to accept, especially in the face of you know, when things are going on in our world that seem to be tumultuous. So I apologize and ask for forgiveness because I don't mean to be militant. I don't mean to be, you know... Well, I don't want to ever cause anyone to be, to not be at peace, and I would hope, if anything, that I'm being of some assistance, that I'm truly here to serve, as our brother Jesus, you know, has been here all along with us, all along the journey, you know, here to serve and share and teaching truth. So while I apologize and ask for forgiveness if I've been too firm, too rigid, maybe not expressing enough fun or peace or joy or lightheartedness, I just ask that you allow me to deal with my stuff. I'll allow you to deal with your stuff, okay? And we'll support each other in the process. So before we begin on Lesson 63 today is March 3rd, 2020. Let's take a good deep breath and join together for a moment of silence. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. How holy are you who have the power to bring peace to every mind? How blessed are you who can learn to recognize the means for letting this be done through you? What purpose could you have that would bring you greater happiness? You are indeed the light of the world with such a function, and the Son of God looks to you for his redemption. It is yours to give him, for it belongs to you. Accept no trivial purpose or meaningless desire in its place, or you will forget your function and leave the Son of God in hell. This is no idle request that's being asked of you. You're asked to accept salvation, that it may be yours to give. Recognize the importance of this function. We will be happy to remember it very often today. We will be happy to remember it very often today. We will begin the day by acknowledging it and close the day with the thought of it in our awareness. And throughout the day, we will repeat this as often as we can. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. I am the means God has appointed for the salvation of the world. If you can close your eyes, you'll probably find it easier to let related thoughts come to you in a minute or two, which you should devote to considering this. Do not, however, wait for such an opportunity. No chance should be lost for reinforcing today's idea. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. Remember that God's Son looks to you for his salvation, and who but yourself must be his Son. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. Let's pause for a moment now, take a good deep breath, and consider today's idea. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. So as we journey forth through our teaching of A Course in Miracles, the textbook and the workbook and the manual for teachers, and the other information that's coming now, we're laying a foundation, and we're moving from two-ness, or duality, to oneness. We're moving from specialness to the sameness, if you will, the changeless, uniform knowing of who and what we are as spirit. And as we move from duality to oneness, or we could say wholeness, wholeness is oneness, we begin to see that there's an opportunity to see this experience, this human experience in this world of form, in a completely new way. And yes, it takes courage, absolutely, and we need to be bold, we need to forge ahead, we need to discuss the internal dialogue that's going on, we need to have this internal discussion, if you will, of the possibility that we could be set free if we continue to pursue this pathway. And that is indeed the truth, to be completely set free. As our brother Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. He had moved in mind and joined in mind, had become the self, right, the elevated self of form as Christ in perfect safety. There was nothing that could really disturb his peace. And the last thing that he used as his practice and his growing edge and the complete release from the world of illusion was the crucifixion. And that was something that he established through working, or I should say through the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind, working through our brother Jesus. And in that, an experience was shared with us all that death is not real. And so we could say, and we have often said, and it's been proclaimed around the world, that Jesus was the Savior, that he was the way, and salvation was at hand. Well, we kind of get stuck in this little time warp, you know, it was 2,000 years ago, but really, that's now. There is only now. And time itself, much like a dream, can be compressed very quickly. And we can go back a decade, can we not? And instantly be where we were 10 years ago. Can you think where you were 10 years ago? 15 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe in the first grade, you see how the mind can just go right back. Do you remember the first grade? I certainly do. And I can bring it into the present now. It's hard to believe how long ago that was for me. I can remember driving getting my driver's license for the first time. It can be present in my experience now. That was some time ago, too. Jesus has been with us all along and never left us. But since we have been graduating lifetime after lifetime, decade after decade, century after century, we have evolved consciously, tremendously. We've taken quantum leaps, especially in this last 100 years. It's a parabolic movement. It seemed like for what we could say thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, you know, that there was very little shift of consciousness in who and what we believed ourselves to be as humans on this planet. But in this last 50 years, in this last 20 years, it's been amazing. So this lesson comes to us and says, basically, that you are the salvation of the world. And when we think about the whole world and we think about the almost 8 billion people on the planet, it's like, how can I be the salvation of the world? Well, the same way your brother Jesus was and is continuing to be. It's not over until the entire sonship has accepted the atonement. And the atonement is the awakening of all mankind, and we're not being gender specific here, of all of us, the sons and daughters of God, all awakening to the realization of who and what we are. And in that realization, being union in union and joined in mind, in communion, in dialogue with our higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, eventually then melding, if you will, becoming one with, moving from duality, separation, from duality and separation to wholeness or oneness. So one of the things that I've been sharing lately is if we, you know, and I love to use metaphors and analogies and storytelling, you know, in because it helps me. It really helps me to get past my resistance because my ego self is very much in resistance to me awakening, because then it seems to be not having a life. It like it's no more. It's not being listened to. I'm giving it none of my awareness, none of my conscious attention. Certainly not giving it my full appreciation and allowing it to say it's me and to keep me hypnotized and hoodwinked and confused about who and what I am. And so there's certainly a lot of resistance to this path of teaching, this path of awakening, because it comes at the cost of the old, the new, this shift, this age. This is an amazing shift that we're in right now. This is an age of change, dramatic change, exponential change, quantum. And it comes at the cost of the old, the way that we've perceived and been involved with and experienced. And if you will, since we are the makers of this world, giving everything all the meaning that it has, we could say that what we'll experience will certainly, absolutely, must change. And so it is. And so it does. The light of the world, that's you, that's me, that's all of us who have accepted the atonement. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. And we have said that the atonement is a chain of forgiveness. But make no mistake that it's not the world's view of forgiveness. And we discussed that yesterday, and I shared an anecdotal story, a metaphor for the process of forgiveness. No, this is real forgiveness. But this forgiveness is not, at least in my experience so far, something that the small ego separated mind can really accept, because its entire foundation is based on the material world, this reality, what we call reality of form, human experience. If it is real, and it is real as an experience. The ego self says this is our only reality. And that's where the rub comes in. That's where the resistance comes in, because in truth, it could not possibly be our only reality, because God did not create anything that's not eternal. Only the truth is true. So while it appears to be a reality, and fear, false evidence appearing real, begins is the foundation for it, we can, if we step far enough away from it through reason and through the help of a teacher that has an experience of reality far beyond what we're experiencing here in this limited 3D world, then we also can begin to manifest experiences far beyond this 3D world. Now, even the languaging, I had an experience of such and such, is based in the construct of duality. I had an experience of forgiveness. Is that possible? Well, yes and no. When I'm speaking through the construct of duality, it looks like a miracle happened. A miracle is a sudden shift of perception. That something that was considered to be true in one way was discovered to be completely illusory, not real at all. And then there is the miracle, the shift of perception. So to go from duality to oneness to wholeness, what helps me is to use a little math. We could say that of the 8 billion people on the planet, and you could say, well, there's not that many people on the planet today. We're not far from it. and it'll be our reality soon, right? It'll be our experience soon. We would be one of 8 billion. Then we could say that we are the fraction. We are a fraction of the 8 billion. We could also say that the denominator of that fraction is 8 billion. So 1/8 billionth of the sonship. I could say, I am 1/8 billionth of the sonship. And my wife and I, let's just say that we are joined in mind, in love, in relationship, have become one together, so we would be 2/8 billionths, right? But using our math and our understanding of fractions, we could say, well, that would be equal to 1/4 billion. We just moved towards wholeness, you see? The denominator is the common ground, the common denominator. And to denominate something is to name something. So I'm just naming us each as 1/8 billionth of the whole sonship. But when two or more of us are joined in spirit, we become whole. We're moving towards wholeness, right? Now, I can look at myself, my 1/8 billionth of the sonship that I represent, and I could look at myself, and I could fractionate myself further. I could say there's the skeptic, and there's the controller, there's the protector, there's the innocent child, there is the male aspect, the male self. I could begin to divide myself and denominate different names for those fractions of who I am. I could divide myself up into multiple selves. In fact, I was talking to someone this week who was sharing with me a person that he is engaged with that and knows, I should say, and that this person was diagnosed with 32 personalities or 34 or whatever. Is that not fractionating more the personality self? Well, of course it is. So how many of you are there just of the self that you consider yourself to be? And when you become whole, and when we become wholehearted in the mind and the heart joined together, we are coming back to that common denominator of what we all are in Christ. So Christ is really the common denominator you see in all of us. And as we join in mind, in spirit, we begin to experience, we become to be the experience. You don't have experiences. That's duality. You are the experience. That's wholeness. If you and God are one, wholeness, then God is the experience of you. You are the experience of God. You are the light worker, bringing the light of truth to the world. And the truth is what brings peace to every mind, because we're all joined in Christ. We're all joined in the common denominator. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. Forgiveness is the experience that I am creating. God is creating miracles through me, as me. The miracle is the shift of perception. The effect is forgiveness. If you can close your eyes, and you'll probably find it easier to let related thoughts come to you in a minute or two, which you would devote and should devote to considering this, but you are the salvation of the world. Well, it's a big world. It's 8 billion people. Well, you don't know 8 billion people, but you do know several hundred. That's your world. And you know people I don't know, but you know me, and maybe through my relationship with you, some of the people I know eventually are going to know you. And some of the people you know are eventually going to know me. Hello, social media. Do you see how we have becoming more whole through this vehicle called social media? We can instantaneously, literally, almost instantaneously, today. News is happening today about the coronavirus. In the Western culture, around the world, people are being informed with the thoughts of others. Some are confused. Some are misled. Some are operating in fear. Others, as Christ, in perfect safety, release all tension. Because when we're joined with a voice for God, capital V voice for God, capital F friend, capital T teacher, the Holy Spirit, the capital S self, which is nothing more than our right mind, we see all of this in a complete new way. When the world sees you as the awakened one, those that are your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, your family, you are the light of your world. And I'm not diminishing it at all, because it does affect all minds, because we are all joined in mind through the common denominator as Christ in perfect safety. We release all tension. And as we become whole, we are the experience of the joining of heart and mind, wholeheartedness. We're not having the experience, we are the experience. There is no separation. There is no duality. Not in truth. But in experience, we are beginning to manifest the experience now. And you and I have an opportunity in this life now to experience wholeness, to experience the common denominator in all of our brothers and sisters. That common denominator is God in all of our brothers and sisters. That common denominator is the extension of love that is what God is in all of our brothers and sisters. And we are the experience as we begin to claim it and express it and witness to it of the love of God in the here and now. You want to know God? You really only need to know yourself. As he points to in this lesson, accept no trivial purpose or meaningless desire in its place, or you'll forget your function and leave the children of God in hell. He's referring to this world of form, this confusion about separation, the tiny man idea. This is no idle request that's being asked of you. You're asked to accept salvation, that it may be yours to give. And because giving and receiving are one, remember, going from duality to oneness, you can only give what you have received. And when you do give, you receive it again. Because giving and receiving are one. Wholeness. Oneness. Truth. So what appears to be separated is simply the continuum of one. The one experience of creation. The one experience of the self coming to know the self, of God coming to know God, of you coming to know you as God, as self, as love. We are truly blessed. We have an opportunity to awaken now. So I end today by saying thank you. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to express and to work through these principles, these concepts, and this teaching as I am the experience of this with you in our time together. I love you. God bless. And we'll be back tomorrow. Stay the course. All is well.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.